Many of us learn that our achievements, our goals need to be big to make a difference. And because of this, we always talk ourselves into chasing a big habit. You know, things like, if I want to lose at least 20 pounds, I need to start busting my butt and working out, you know, 90 minutes a day. Or we tell ourselves, I'm going to save $1,000 every month to buy that new car, that home or vacation. But think about this. Nearly every habit you have today, good or bad, is the result of many, many, many small choices you made over time. It is your repeated pattern of small behaviors that leads to significant results. Each day, you choose to become 1% better or 1% worse going backwards. But so often, the choices are so subtle, they're so small and routine that we miss them. We think we're living in cycles of behaviors, but really we are creating circles of a chain, one by one, that eventually creates a strong chain, a strong stronghold, link by link. Poor habits that go unchecked, hear me now, poor habits that go unchecked can bind you up and keep you from the freedom of joy, optimism, creativity, faith, good health, courage. It binds you up and keeps you from experiencing love, abundance, efficacy, and openness to new relationships and new experiences. You're in a stronghold that keeps you from finishing your projects, experiencing peace and progress and success. Now, you can become so tied and bound that you don't even realize all of these routine and unconscious habits have caused you to gain weight, lose money, become sad and stuck, become tired, you procrastinate, you sleep too much, you spend time with the wrong people, you feel defeated and drained of your joy and faith. It just becomes normal to you. But if you're serious about building a new habit, then you start with something small. You want to set yourself up to win. Start with something you can stick with for good. And then once you repeated it enough, you don't have to worry about increasing the intensity. This is what I suggest. Either commit to listening to this audio message or reading it on my blog daily for 30 days. And this will download this new concept into your mindset. You have to learn to unlearn and recognize your defeating habits so you can be open to receiving and establishing new behavior. This is what I say. Build the behavior first, and the results will follow. This is Jewel Diamond Taylor. Thank you so much for listening and sharing my blogs, my podcasts, my posts on social media, my invitations and announcements. I appreciate you tremendously. Stay in the light.